Learning Ambassadors. Debbie Jeans is a literacy, language and numeracy tutor at Aberfoyle Community Centre in Adelaide and South Australia's Adult Educator of the Year in 2007. In this extract from an interview recorded in 2007, we also hear from Japanese student Izumi and Centre Coordinator Ellen Jezerski.
My name is Ellen Jezerski and I'm the Community Development Officer employed by the City of Onkaparinga at Aberfoyle Community Centre at Aberfoyle Park.
Ellen, whereabouts is Aberfoyle Park in Adelaide?
Aberfoyle Park is located about 25 to 30 minutes from the city, south of the city.
Tell me about the people who come to this centre.
The group of people that come to this centre and all centres is extremely diverse. So we have brand new babies coming to the centre in the mums programs, and we have 100-year-olds coming to our seniors program and everything in between. So a very diverse range of age and ability, and cross-culturally at the moment we have people from 29 different countries coming to our centre.
Thanks, Ellen. With us also is adult educator Debbie Jeans. Debbie, what's your role here at the centre?
Okay, one of my roles is to coordinate the adult language and literacy program at the centre, and also I'm on the board of management here as well. My role is very diverse, working with people from different backgrounds, people with acquired brain injury, and just students who really want to get a lifelong learning experience. Maybe they've had a life-changing experience and it's time to relook at their future. So we help them experience success and to go on to the next sort of pathway that they've chosen.
You mentioned literacy programs. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, literacy is literacy, language and numeracy that we offer here, which is a very broad term, but we have a very broad clientele. Predominantly at the moment we have English as a second language clients. With the one-to-one, I have over 25 volunteer tutors and they're able to work one-on-one with a student in the morning programs, so we had that twice a week. And it's just working on whatever a student needs, and the students drive the program in a lot of cases, and I'm there to provide their individual learning programs for them. So literacy is allowing them to function in society, and in some cases it's life-changing. It doesn't have to be employment, it can be giving them confidence just to participate in everyday life.
And additionally to the students that Debbie has in the program, Tony, we also have the high volunteer involvement in the centre. And Debbie's program couldn't survive without those volunteer tutors to provide that one-on-one learning opportunity, but also our centre couldn't survive anywhere, like our admin desk, our seniors program with the help with cooking, and all of the other roles like our creche could not coordinate without those volunteers. And often for the volunteers, it's once again people who feel they have no meaning left in their life. They come to us, their self-esteem grows, and often they do go on to employment, but a lot of them just really enjoy their life again.
Tell me about English through cooking.
Okay, English through cooking was a bit of an experiment I thought of, something different, probably a few years ago now, and it was going to run for 3 weeks. Just a practical, relaxed way of teaching English. So we had someone demonstrate cooking, then provide a recipe, and the students were able to listen and interact and have lunch. Now, a couple of years later, this program has grown and we've got about 14 people participating, students and tutors in the program. It's student-driven again. The students cook. They have to present their recipe in English, type it up, explain the method. Then we have lunch together, and after lunch we have a cultural sharing because usually it's international food. And it's a wonderful place to work on a Thursday.
Debbie, with us we have one of your students. Could you introduce Izumi?
Yes, my pleasure. This is Izumi. Izumi is from Japan, and Izumi has added a real flair to the centre, well, not only with her Japanese cooking, but her English is fantastic. She's been a leader at the centre. So Izumi might like to tell you a little bit about English through cooking.
Yes, I got to know English through cooking when I came to the one-to-one English class in the morning. And I never had a chance to get to know so many different recipes from around the world. But Australia is really multicultural, so I'm really enjoying the class every week.
Learning English can be a bit threatening. It's a very difficult language, but I guess you have your interest in cooking as the real motivation?
Yes. I realised that studying on the desk is not the only method of studying. If I'm not attending the class, in cooking class, I would never know the names of all these ingredients or the verbs to use for explaining methods and things like that. So we are learning a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things that the students find. In a lot of cultures, they learn from grammar books, and that's fine, you know, technically. But when you want to speak to Australian people in a social context, we use a lot of idioms and language that you can't look up in your dictionary. So English Through Cooking has been wonderful for the informal barbecue settings, letting the students mix socially with Australian people in a natural, relaxed setting.
Debbie, I believe you've just won an award. Tell me about the award.
Yes, I've actually just won the Educator of the Year award, which is a fantastic honour. It was a big surprise, but it's fantastic for the community centre and also for adult learning, I think, as a whole, you know, real recognition.
Yes, and the Centre Board of Management and myself, of course, we're extremely proud that Debbie's won the award. She really deserves it. She puts in an awful lot of effort, way beyond her paid employed hours. And she's very passionate about the program and very respected by everybody here.
Great adult learning in action.
Absolutely, Tony, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Learning Ambassador Debbie Jeans. We also heard from Japanese student Izumi and from Centre Coordinator Ellen Jezierski. That interview was first broadcast in 2007 in Learning Works on PBA FM in Adelaide. For Adult Learning Australia, I'm Tony Ryan.